Andrew Reitemeyer says, living as I do, and this is on Facebook, nakedscientist.com/Facebook, he lives in Lower Saxony, where the EHEC outbreak, enterohemorrhagic E. coli outbreak, was centred. My question is there a reliable way to make salad vegetables safe without cooking them? I guess because cooked lettuce wouldn't taste so good, would it? He says, for example, by soaking them in alcohol or the use of an antimicrobial species of some kind.
Yeah, I can see why he's concerned. A good question. I mean, the really important thing about the EHEC is that very, very few bacteria, if your food is contaminated, then you basically have to bleach it to get rid of them in order to make it really safe. And you really don't want to do that because the toxins in the bleach would be harmful in themselves. Washing it as thoroughly as possible and... well, hoping, I suppose, but I mean, it's a really difficult question because, as you say, you can't cook salad vegetables and you don't necessarily not want to eat them because the chances of them being contaminated, as long as they're not from a source where the contamination's been found, is actually quite low. I don't know the answer to that question.
Because when people make motorway service station sandwiches and things like that, the salad in these pre-prepared sandwiches has already been washed in a weak solution of bleach, hasn't
yeah.
it? And I guess the problem with these bugs is that if they get into small imperfections in the surfaces of the vegetables, there are little nooks and crannies there, the bugs can lurk, and the infectious dose is so low, with just a handful of organisms at most, that actually unless you peel it, boil it or leave it, then you're pretty likely to get it.
That's exactly right, yeah. I mean, even washing them in a weak bleach, as you say, they'll be lurking. If they're there, they can lurk right down in bits that will not be penetrated by the bleach, and you still eat them. And yeah, 6 to 10 will actually cause an infection of these particular bacteria.